The boil alert is lifted in Newcomers Town. Good morning, I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news report. Residents in the village of Newcomers Town can now use water without boiling it after a weekend water main break. A valve came off the pipe, creating flooding on village streets and left about 4,000 residents without water. Wednesday morning, the mayor provided an update on Facebook, noting that the water lines were full and the storage tanks on Park and Cricket Hills were almost full. The Environmental Protection Agency conducted about 20 tests, and Wednesday afternoon, a social media post indicated that the tests came back normal and that the boil alert was officially lifted. Motorists traveling on U.S. 250 through New Philadelphia were held at a standstill for almost 2 hours during rush hour traffic. Sergeant Frankie of the New Philadelphia, Ohio State Highway Patrol said a crash occurred just after 6 p.m. near mile marker 15.
Two vehicles westbound on U.S. 250 in the right lane. The four-lane roadway near milepost 15 involved a semi-truck and a pickup truck. The pickup truck rear-ended the semi-truck.
Lieutenant Robert Snyder of the New Philadelphia Fire Department said his crews did not have to extricate the driver from his Dodge pickup truck.
The fellow's already out of the vehicle. The full-size pickup truck had basically went underneath the tractor trailer and sheared off the bumper of the tractor trailer and going far enough under that it actually hit the rear rim of the trailer.
MedFlight was called for the driver of the pickup truck. He was flown to Akron General with unknown injuries. The semi-truck driver was cited for slow speed or impeding traffic. The crash remains under investigation by the Ohio State Highway Patrol. The Tuscarawas County Convention and Visitors Bureau released highlights from a recent economic impact study showcasing the 2017 numbers compared to previous years. Director D. Grossman presented these statistics to the county commissioners Monday, noting that numbers grew significantly in 2 years.
As you will know, the impact of travel and tourism to Tuscarawas County in 2017 was $410 million. That's up from $398 million in 2015.
Grossman said traveling tourism is stable because Tuscarawas County offers a little bit of everything for tourists.
We have a stable tourism environment. It's not up and down. It's not like locations out west where you might have a lack of water or you have bad weather sometimes, where traveling tourism is dependent on all of those, or a place that has one attraction. We have multiple attractions. We have multiple properties ranging in price, so we have a little bit of everything.
Grossman added that in addition to the $410 million of economic impact, tourism also saves residents about $600 in taxes because visitors are coming in paying sales and lodging tax. In your state news, Cleveland City Council has approved a proposal to move police headquarters into the building that formerly housed the Plain Dealer newspaper. Cleveland.com reports City Council voted Wednesday to allow Mayor Frank Jackson's administration to purchase the building and start renovations. The project will cost an estimated $60 million. In your sports news, the Indians and most of Major League Baseball action resumes tomorrow night. Cleveland will travel to Texas to battle the Rangers, and Pittsburgh will be in Cincinnati. You can always stay up to date with the latest sports news with Big Z Sports. Their weekly podcast is up and posted. You can find that at WTUZ.com. Click on sports or on Facebook and Twitter. Your news this morning, it's brought to you by Century National Bank in New Philadelphia. Reliable, responsive lenders. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
Are you thinking about buying, remodeling, or refinancing your home? Count on me, Sue Edwards, with Century National Bank. Century National Bankers have earned a reputation for trustworthiness and reliability. We provide solutions that make sense for you, and we're ready to work at a pace that's comfortable for you. Talk with a lender you can count on to be reliable, caring, and committed to creating the right loan for you. Call or visit us today at Century National Bank, and let's talk loans.
A division of Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The humidity stays away for one more day, comfortable but warmer, a high of 85 and a mix of sun and clouds. Partly cloudy, patchy fog, overnight a low of 65, and on Friday, sunshine early, increasing clouds in the afternoon. We become more humid on Friday as well. High of 86 with a chance of showers and thunderstorms by late afternoon and into your evening. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Stephanie Allison.
For news 24 hours a day, be sure to log on to WTUZ.com. From the WTUZ newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring.